holding. Simon Kuftarik in the middle by the Sugya of Samim, focusing on the Sugya of Klius. We point out that two different halakim negate to Klius, with the Mishnah Daf and Zayin Beis, that the question is where on the place of a body that she found it, is it on top or on bottom? When you find it on top, we know Mos came Alma. That's from Sifid Alf to Sifta Zayin. The second half, the Mishnah Daf and Chesed Beis, is the case where it came Lamato. Except we have what to be told upon, she's oisik in different things. That means from Chesed onwards, the situation we're discussing is always Lamato. The lesson is Dakwa, that Lamato is Kilamato. We're discussing from now on a case of Lamato. The Mishnah has five cases it's brought down. Whether she did Shchito, B'chayev Oif, whether she's oisik in Ksamim, or whether a third case she sat next to a person in oisik in Ksamim, or fourth case, you would kill the Macholis, and the Gemara is a Shela, how exactly understand that case. And the fifth, a case of a Mako, whether she has a Mako, or a son, or a husband has a Mako. Now, Mishnah goes on further and brings down a story about the Isha Achas, one in front of Akiva. She said, I have a Kesem. Akiva asked her, maybe you have a Mako. She said, yes, I had a Mako, but it healed. Akiva said, sure, it healed. But maybe you rubbed it, the scab came uncovered. She said, yes, possible. Therefore, she made a Torah. She's Torah. The Talmidim were mistaken the Zeb is there. How can that be? What's going on over here? Says Rabbi Akiva, Shloi Amru Chacham Adav Lahachma El Lahakal. The way that the Gemara that we should explain at the end is that Avadik Summons the Rabbanon. That's Poshim. We were Machma Ksumim. But the Klolim we gave it is anytime we have any Tlio, we can be Makal over here. Now, one of the first questions I start off asking in general, but Klolis and coming from our Sigyo, who's the correct one that's supposed to go to Rav to Ishailis? Is the husband supposed to bring the Mara, supposed to bring the Ksamim? Or the Isha is the one who's supposed to go bring it to the Rav? She's the one supposed to down with him. And they point out that the Mishnah over here, the Isha brought it in front of the Talmidim, was Taklim Bezebezeb, what's going on over here? And he explained, she brought it, she done, and not only the Rav was there, the Talmidim were there. So the question is. So the question over here is, what's the correct Anhogo? What's the Messiah Lidaris? Or what do we do with Manazah? So Be'ikah, there are two. What? No, anywhere. Sorry, what the case was. So first, the Be'ikah, there are two Tshuvahs about discussing this question. This Menashe Klein, Mechelek Zayin, in the Sefer Mishnah Alochis, and is the Be'er Moshe Debetzina Cheleches. Now, first, to go through different points, they first say, can the Isha, can she bring it? So the Debetzina, the Be'er Moshe, he starts with this question, he says, before she Mishnah by us. That's clear, Avada, she can be the one bringing the mark thereof. He says, in Mu'as Rai, in Shas, we have the Gemara, Dav Chof and Beis, there was an Isha that brought Hamara in front of Elozer. In front of him, a Talmud of Ami was sitting there. He smelled it, said it was Dam Chimud. A Talmud in front of the Rebbe, he smelled the Mara in front of her. He said, Dam Chimud, the Gemara goes on further. The Gemara afterwards brings down a Maisa of Yalso, the wife of Nachman, he brought to Rabbi Bar Bachono, also passing upon it. You see clearly that the Noshim brought the Maras over here, things that not just maybe in the body, they brought things that they were able to hold in their own hand. The Gemara in Nidah Afid Gimel Beis brings down by Asuma, what should she go do? She should go check herself, take the thing she did Badika with and give it to her chaverta, to her friend, the Gemara says. Losh the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch, go give it to her friend, not to her husband. You say her husband is blind also. It doesn't say give it to a man, it says go give it to her friend, and the friend will bring it, either judge or bring it to her off. It says chaverta, to her friend. Rashi Brochus on Dal Malf, where it brings down the Maisa of Dovda Malf, that his hands were daim muluch lochus, but dam, his hands are full of dam. Says Rashi, Shanoshim, the women brought over dam to go show it to him. Says the Be'er Moshe, how did Rashi know that Noshim brought, and not Anoshim? He says, no, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Noshim went. So, about the first, we have Anhogo, the Dorius brought down from ready to claw in the Gemara. That Avad, they can bring it, they have done, they do bring Maris to the Rav, whether Ksamah or Maris. You go to the Badats, there are two doors over there, there's men and there's women, and they rotate, man and lady. If you go to Rav Reuben and Arnof, there's always men, and there's also the women who are Israelis are there waiting. Not the Americans, we have to get to what happened. But First, we certainly have an ogre that women can. But they point out, the klar sugar sim klof peches, that Isha says something, she nemon, and for a fakert, the ma'amokim for na eid echon nem bisurim, said tesis in visafrula. The whole ma'amokim is the idea of the sugar of need over here. So they point out two very important things. Number one, she is nemon. She says something, and her husband says, and another lady says something else, or the man, she is, believe, eid echon nem bisurim, visafrula. She has nemonis. Number two, we see clearly that there seems to be that hogladaris. The question is, what's the correct thing to do, Bismanazah? What exactly happened over here? So first, Menashe Klein, when he ends off his shoe, when he goes through it, he says it is the gomer for the Avreichim to get involved to bring the Myers to the Ksum to Rav. It's the gomer. We'll get the reasons why. And it brings down these Raiyas and curse over here. The Demetzin, when he brings it down, he got it, goes through these values. He says, close the doors went that way. And he says, his father, the rebbe also, the Abitzino, Avada, that's the only one who brought the marriage with the women. Somehow he says, he's now in Barafak. It seems that the women don't, the men do. He leaves it more as a blank. Agami's not clear exactly. He has different tainas why that's so. So you have either an Issa Gomor or more of a Ha'ara, what's exactly happening. So what's this Stodom Masoros over here, Wati Machmer, and what is the defense of that Hokum is Manazek, especially for the Americans? First, I'm not sure client starts with a couple of bayot la locho. One is there's a Isser Shloy Disganal by law. There's a loch in Simukuf Sadakay by a chokis. That Isha Be'etim should not put on makeup or perfume, but we let her Shloy Disganal by law. On Yom Kippur, a kal is not to wash your face Shloy Disganal by law. We don't want someone to, a husband, not like a wife. The bayam is have a half to work, it's simple. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Nevei says that the Isha is a chamas molei tsoya and pia molei dam. That's what she is. Everyone runs after achreha after her. Now it means blushing gnai. Doesn't mean more. It means poshet. She's metzias molei tsoya molei dam. Poshet. The metzias is these different excretions are coming out. They are masriach. They don't look nice. They're disgusting. People are repulsed by it. Just one example is that when people start learning the sugya Marius, right? You check Marius, you pass it around, you bring it home and try to bring it to your wife. Yeah, get away, keep it, don't do that. But if you know, you try to show it to your wife what this is, and people start learning Marius, they get a little bit repulsed, they get used to it, and the Rav gets used to it. But something everyone understands that there's a concept over here that people are turned off, to say the least, by these things that come out of the body on a big cloth, and to go show it to people when they're not used to it, the scandal by law. Therefore, we have one bayah over here of the sister over here, the scandal by law. The second thing says Menashe Klein is that there's a bayah inside the sugi here. For the Gemara of the Zardaf Chofa and Beis, the Gemara said the Shmatim called the Mirah, that someone who is Mahar Biyom, maybe they Tumah Balaylo, carry Balaylo. Now, the bayah is when you bring a bdik loth, and he says, especially during Shon Rishayna, and you start discussing what happened, you have to go through Rav, you have to say, what day, what do you do, where's Mara coming from, it's begotten over here, he's going to hold one of her undergarments over here, it leaves, maybe they hear her. Rashi Klein says, not a steer, it's a scanner and hearer. People are very complex, you have both. You're turned off, and you have Mara, it's not a steer. People work that way. So he says, balabach, you have a bayah over here, of here. Now, he starts playing, what does he get of here? And your wife is Issa of here. So the place can discuss when your wife is Tomei, is it Issa deraisa? When is he Tor, Babuch among the Achonim, is there an Issa or not? When the kin of Tashmish. I've heard a book would say, Beshash Tashmish, if you're allowed to do the mice, of course, here is Mutter. That's possible. But Shaloi Beshash Tashmish, during the day, Yeshiv, Lama, Har, and your wife, your Tor, big Babuch among the Achonim. But Stamazah, when you're Tomei, the Chotzchayim, the Moshe, they bring down the Vav, is Issa to Mahar when she is Tamei. Why? Because it's the same Bayah. Of Tuva Bayah, maybe they hear Balaylo. They hear Bayah, maybe they Tumah Balaylo. Now, they do say, let's say, Snak, maybe they Tumah Balaylo. Is there an Issa in and of itself? Maybe this, the hear itself, is that also? No. Dafka, maybe they Tumah. And I know, I can control myself, I have no Bayah. So, numerous tshuvas about it. Moshe has a famous tshuva. The person came over to him and wanted to have a girlfriend. He said, I don't want to hear any Musar. I want to know the technical halacha. What is the issur of having a girlfriend? No musar. So Moshe wrote him four issurim. One, he says that they have an ishmartim called the varal. The issur is here in and of itself, whether it's maybe they tumah or not. And that's where the place can go. The here in and of itself that's not shy for maybe they tashmish when she's tummy. girlfriend anything, whether it's maybe tumah or not, it's in and of itself. So you can have a case over here, you bring a mara to your husband, or a beggar to your husband, and he starts discussing, he's seeing it, looking at it, he says, Yibayam, it's how this should give here. A third point they point out, who is the mitzvah put upon? Everyone knows the Noshim, the Mishnah says, have few mitzvahs. They have chala, they have a lokus nera, they need to. Everyone knows Rosh Tevis, chana. Chana stands for these three things. So the mitzvah is miyuchel put upon her. Now the husband can go deal with it. She does the lokus nera. She's mafresh chala. So she should deal with the lokus nera. A fourth point, they get evolved practically, the Pesach Zut already, and the Ben Moshe brings down, that sometimes the husband comes, he has a shayla, and we get the Rav has to ask him questions, like the Mishnah. He has to ask questions, this, that, the other. Did she have a gosha? Do we have kliyas? What do we serve a chwan? This is a back and forth. And at least the problem is that you don't know what's happening over here. So you have to go call your wife. Today we have phones, you go call over here. So first, Nashi Klein says the whole fact of having give and take, he says the right group of our mission again. We see this as a give and take. Our mission is a give and take of Kiva and the seashore. That's what we have to worry about. And he writes in Shuvah, there have been thousands of times where I've asked the question of the husband. He writes, Mamish, thousands of times, it's a question of the husband, he has no idea. Let's go ask his wife. So fine, finally gets his wife on the phone. And he says, he writes, hundreds of times, Bli Guzma, they haven't given take, and he's right in front of him, and still known, it's not understood, till he finally takes the phone. Has happened to me a bunch of times. I'm like, the husband's on the phone, and he's like, just here, take the phone. Until you get this story clear. Fine, but that's the baya, that sometimes a Rav understands the situation better. Men, for good reason, don't understand the situation. And therefore, the women, when they ask it, they can be very clear, and the Rav understands it. Lav dafko, the husband understands it. Look, Menashe Klani has other reasons why the Meister not to go do it. He says, even to call a shayla on the phone, he has numerous problems. People call on the phone. He says, first of all, you have to see the person, because sometimes they didn't call him in psak. At a certain time, you may call sometimes a Yishmam Yamachmer. And if you don't know who the person is exactly and what situation you're dealing with, it's not that simple how to paskin with a kol psakim. What he says, people call on the phone, you don't know who, and also 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, he has, oh, I have an Einfeld, why do you make call? Call back and get a hold of them, don't know exactly who they are.
Why so is he that says, better if they come in person?
No, because I usually know who they are. He says, got it now, what he does, he writes then in the 1980s, what he does now, he says, anytime he has a tough child, he says, but call back 15, 20 minutes later. Because this I'm saying right now, and things might change. But these are the bayot over here. So again, the end of the Be'er Moshe ends off, it's nothing that a besim, the wife should go bring the marriage or the ksamim. The Nashi Klein says it's usher. So the question is, what happened bisman hazeh? What's the correct anoga? Especially, again, in our crowd over here. So, first, a klal in general, people should know, Rabbi Forst starts with a sefer on Hilchos Nidah, has two volumes, and he says that an isha should be very comfortable with a rav. She should not be embarrassed. This is what he does. He's here to help. He's here to make things easier. And kiyem cheinu, the person should overcome the initial embarrassment. That takes a while. But that's first, the concept of Shavuot should not get embarrassed. But it seems the reason why that today, that our noshim does not seem to go in the altahayim, when people in any shalas, let's say a wife is making supper, she had to do melicha, found the buy out the chicken over here, any isra had a shalas, she would go to the rav. And she was very comfortable, the husband was usually in yeshiva, the kids in yeshiva, the husband was working, she would constantly ask shalas to the rav. Today, the only time a girl goes to the rav is either she has shalom bias problems, or sometimes maris. So it's very embarrassing to go to the rav today. In those days, they went to the rav for everything. Any shalva came up, girls went all the time, it was a common thing. So when they point out, practically, to go to rav today, anyone see someone knocking on the rav's door, any lady, the first thing is shalom bayis, maybe a mara, but that's the first thing is shalom bayis. That's usually what goes to your mind. Fine. No, because mara's people don't go, ring. But that's number one. Number two, the Ben Moshe himself points out, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, says the young crowd over there, they cannot speak Yiddish, and a hard time communicating with the rav. I asked an Alta Baruch Bob about 20 years ago. I asked her, what do you do with that? You know, all these things, Hilchos Nidah, you bring it to your husband. He says, I'm from the Haim. The Haim, you never give it to your husband. About or not? Who gives it to your husband? Take care of yourself. So he says, so which Rav? It's like, well, the Rav, I couldn't speak the Rav's language. So I said, what do you do? He said, never brought any shalat to Rav. So I said, so? So he says, she was always machmer. Nah, I'm chosh, she's all the way around. Fine. But the issue, but the Maisa, a lot of people I've heard over the years, they told me, you know, you can't bring it to your husband. So what do you do? So the machmor imekel, each one on their own, whatever they do. To machmi, you have no right to. You have a sheep to your husband. To imekel, you have no right to, because isurim over here. They have a bayot over here, but the bayah that come out, this is a language barrier. Whether some of us, the Israeli place over here, whether in America was the Yiddish place from over there, each one has a language barrier. It's not that common, not that easy to deal with. Another thing is why men seem to bring the shalos to Rav. For us, it's much easier. We see the Rav by davening. We see them in yeshiva. The women, lemaisa, especially go to work, they're busy taking care of their kids. It's not that easy to see the Rav. They might have a drop-off box, but that's it. It's not easy to be in contact with them. So there are reasons why somehow things switched over. And again, the Svarim bring down these bayot over here. And especially they point out, because it seems that people have their own Rav is very uncommon, which is an issue in general. People, especially women, my sister was telling me yesterday that the women have a massive issue. They don't seem to have a Rav. I said, I wish only the women had this issue. Fine. But there seems to be a problem in general that the Ravs are overrun and overburdened and very busy. They're not enough around. And men don't seem to have anyone to really talk to or to lean upon, and people are very busy. That's the issue in general. So the question is, what to go do? So first, it's true, as man is, the men seem to take care of it. Well, the cholpach is take care of the problems. At least take your phone, have your wife knowing what time you can bring it to the Rav, take your cell phone, talk to him. That means it comes out first, to be clear. Number one, women are 100% nemun. She takes care of it. She's nemun, not even a shiloh. Number two, that's still an hogel adaris. That's from our Mishnah, from the Sugis. That's clear that way. Number three, bizmanazeh, that we seem to, at least in our ground, that the men take care of it, should at least minimize the problems. That means take your phone, make sure she answers it, number one. Number two, not to show it to the husband, not to discuss it with the husband, not lead to heruim, not lead to a bayah of tiskana al baylo, not to speak about it. Take care of the bayot that comes out, she put inside a container, give it to him in a screw of, and not. You have curiosity, so just don't open. Just be a mature adult over here. Not negated to you. We'll get a big shiloh to Mekor Beichas. Anyway, keep asking Omaris. Anyone over here is not negated this question. You should not be given the bag and give it over to Rav. But that's what we see from our Mishnah. Sif Yudches. We have a sig over here of Slius. Again, the Mamokim coming from a mission after Chesed Beis. The question is, in general, please to do Rabbanon. The starting question they start off with, is it a regular klal of Sof Drabal Lekula? And that's what we may call. Or is this, no, a special din, we have more kulas over here than a regular Drabalon? What category do we put this under our Sugya? Is it a regular klal of Sim Kofiot, Sof Drabal Lekula, or better than that? So, come on the Kishon Aruch, and he really is as a Kashi, more than that. We're saying the Sugya Tlias is only by Drabalon. We have a klar Gemara in Chulin Daftan Tes, brought down Lalocha near Deis Sim Lamavov, that even by derises we make it clear. It's brought down a case of a sheikhid, he put his hands inside, maybe touched the lung, you take the lung out, you see there's a hole there. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara, that even though there's a hole inside the lung, but since your hand passed by, maybe you rubbed against it, and you created the hole over there, and therefore even this thing might be a trade for, let's say, your bodies are glided over, it came from you, and therefore it's kosher. So we see we say tlias even by derises. We'll see also now studio we'll get to. We say tlias even by derises, shash derises. So why is it in miyuchin examen? So the Kishon Aruch and the Spirit Shlachim Asimlo, he says over and all the pasukim seems to go this way. The vada that tlias by deraisa, except the question is what level. By a case of derises, has to be reglaim ledover, something that's motzei. That's the T over here. Mashen came by derabonans, by examen. That halacha b'toyla, as the words the mechaber is, the chiddush is b'toyla b'chol dover shechalis litlois. The chiddush of the mechaber saying in Sivir Ches, b'toyla b'chol dover, everything, even in any chash rochuk, we have what to be toyla upon, will be meikol. Example, she winged three begodim, she found dam on the lower part, on the third begad, underneath the other two, b'toyla upon it. What's the chance of that happening? It's possible. The chance, not to mistavra, b'toyla upon it. We have Balacha and Sivches, the case of Achshash of Baitashmish, which is even Achshash Deraiso. We over there, Dam comes up here, Amma. Since she has a Cheskes Hetu, we'll tell upon the case of Dam coming out, because it's Reglaim once or twice, three times a month. He has Dam come up here, Amma, even by case of Deraiso. So see, by Deraiso, which is Reglaim, we'll tell upon it. The Chiddush over here is that even if it's not Mistavra with three Begodim, with the case over here, when there's a Mako, it has a scam on top of it. the chance to get undone this gap and dam came out, not mistarvil. But Reb Kiva said, we'll tell upon it. That means for the Raisis, Avada would make a tliyo, Bas Biglam, Dava Motsoi. By Jabonans, any chashu ochok, whether it's the mak with the scab or kedoymo, that's the chiddush over here. We're telling upon the case of some more than all drabonans.
More than all
drabonans? No, all the ones he said about some of the kulo. Here we're not saying that. We're saying even any chance at all, that we would not be makel by some drabonans, but with klolius, over here will be makel. It's not a class of drabonan kulo. There, it has its parameters and klolim. Over here, we have any chashuachot, we have what to be told upon, b'chol dover, it can be told upon, will be makel. Now, once we have this, so we discussed what's between Shmuel and Kiva went through the Joshua. What's the Afkmidas? What's this, at 7:2 over here? We discussed by Rikas what the Joshua is saying.
I know, but what did he just say? It's Rabbanon. That
he's saying it's Rabbanon. But Chazal, the Mishnah of Kiva, saying the Chazal gave the Rabbanon of what of Lekula Hakav Lelachmer. Now, build upon this that we have a Teheter over here. Can a person put himself in a situation to make tliyas? Meaning, she's chosh, she might have a kesem, she knows what she'll paint today. She was going to paint, she never paints. Today, you know what, I'll make my kids lasagna with ketchup inside. Can I put myself, I'm going to walk through a shuk shot habachim, I'm going to find some shaykhir out. Can I now create myself in a situation and make it tliyah? Fine, done. Very good, I want to be tied up on. I'm not going to wear undergarments today, you know, just to make sure anything happens, I have a tliyah over here. So Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Meinido on Daf Tezvav discussed this question. Says the ma'amokin to be mekel. Why? Maybe yes. Is the Chazal were mesakun or let you wear big day tzivonim? What was that for? That was to make it clear and say what I see over here is not tam. It's not nikur words of Rashi. And therefore, just like Chazal let you do big day tzivonim, also maybe I can put myself in a situation that have clears. Says Shlomo Kluger Yesh L'Chalik. There, Chazal will like tiknu. Once it's on a big day tzivayim, a guy can maybe take it off. Even if it's a light color, you can maybe get to see it. Chazal will not masakin on big day tzivayim. Here, there's a tekana with the tliyo. Maybe that you have no right to go do. What's a swar to be machmer? So the klal b'klolius is one in Simon Tov Peites, Mishmur brings down in Arachaim. He says, can you make some drabonos l'chadchilo? It's because of the safe of case of Sfiras Omer. Can you make two spheres or you must rabbanon during ben hashmoshes? He says, "Do it lechatchila." You can't do. You're creating yourself a massive of a sub rabbanon. And betim the taz b'gavram one blushin is not nochem, one blushin of iser. A person cannot or should not create a massive of a sub rabbanon. Who wouldn't then want to have the same thing over here to create a massive? Again, I want to serve lasagna, stamazayit. That's your plan. That you can. You're not doing it with tzaddik, but to do it lahachis just to make a tli over here. Big coming with Paiskim, comes from the end of Tsarachian, but the way how the Vadashulcham exam ties to Solon and others, the Maisa, we are Machba, you have no right to create a Tliya of the cloud. We do not do some Dabon Zachachachilah. We don't do that. Now you could ask those who argue on the Shach and Taz, the Pri Chodosh, who says you can create some Dabon Zachachachilah. It's a good Arab, but Ikki the Paiskim does not seem to go this way. We do not let a person create it. And the Evelukh, you have no right to make Tliya's Bismanazer. Put yourself in that situation. Now, over here, Sefer Yuches, what?
You have to avoid it?
No, I said you don't have to avoid it. If that's what you're going to go do, that's no problem. But you cannot go, no, again, you're allowed to make lasagna. You're allowed to serve petal, no problem. But you cannot. But yes. Now, the first 3 days, you might have a question about Tliya, but the next 4 days, about a yes. No. You can make it, the aloch is, you may vest, you're Zainakim, we have Tliyas. You want to do b'kavona? No, we don't do b'kavona. But once you do it, you have a tliya. I'm saying no, we cannot do it ever b'kavona, ever. Pre-Chodesh, I said, you have a question upon him, I don't know what to say. I said, we don't pass like that. Let's be very clear, we don't call it pre-Chodesh. Taz and the Magarva, Mishnah, we don't call it like that. Now just, the Achrim will bring down numerous cases when to be told upon things. And the words that are choshuch and why being on cases, let's be practical. It says, Tele chachum of yachkamoid. Give different examples. Let's just go through the different cases of the pashkim coming down, and the Ilim should build more from that. So, first, the case of shukshat of Ochim. So, again, I mentioned last time, someone recently able to pass the base act of Yashin during the Sesame Chuva. They come home, they find a little dam upon themselves. That's nice, a good example that people could have a shukshat of Ochim. Otherwise, all year round, don't seem to have this case. Another case of Pesach Chuva being done the Chamud Delil, a case where the person has a nosebleed. I have a daughter for some other reason that for a while she woke up mamish always having nosebleeds. A couple times a month, even more than that, she would mamish sleep in it, blood come out, turn her head, sleep the other way, blood come out. So next time you had a situation, you have what to be told upon. A third example, the biskachum yachud anil, if you have tsoya of tanagoylam. Now, I don't think anyone has tanagoylam, like Gamla has a bach and shivasmir. I lived in 25 Shmuel Anavi. My neighbor downstairs had chickens here, and it was very, at night we had to make sure we walked, not to step on the chickens. We mamish walked through chickens, and the little chicklets he had all the time. So if you have chicklets around, you have an issue, you have what to be toiled upon. I don't think Bizmanazad, the building's knocked down now. But so we have a bayam, you have a tli upon chickens. A fourth example, the Peskachum Migdal Sidi Tyro, if a Isha takes snuff, I don't think snuff is red Bizmanazad, I don't think Nosham takes snuff. That's another kimp they bring down. Another case of Peskachum Migdal Sidi Tyro is when you change clothing of the children and it leaks over there. If the children, the clothing of the children leak, get different clothing. Another example, consuming example, the Siddur Tyra. If you leak, have a tliya, 100%. Is that sometimes if people have socks that get wet that also leak? That's, I've seen that. Even myself, you have blue socks and sometimes you get wet. It gets a little bit blue on your leg. You have a tliya over here, a very simple case. Now, they do point out just the idea in general of wearing red. That there's a shach, a sim kufa in ches, that says that stam noshim cannot wear red anyway. And he brings out the marik, there's a messiah, b'yadenu, a person should not wear red but clothes. So for some odd reason, she's wearing red, you have what we tell upon. However, there's a messiah, we have an hog and not wear red, mitzvah sugi of tzniyus, mitzvah, that's an hog, so we never wear red. There is a question of what does red mean in the shach and in the ramah. The way that Emes Yaakov says over, he says, based upon the sugi by red by maris. So it depends maybe what messiah you have over here. Hey, chanami, kenzayim. They discuss maroon and other colors in that sugya. Question of the gate over here. Again, the halacha is we do not wear red, but klalis. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos says that black and white. It's not a sugya tznius. I'm speaking that out very clearly for a reason. And you have to learn the sugya over there. Why you should not? But it's maser b'yadeinu not to. The question is, what happens manazeh? And the different shalas in different situations. One yeah, one no. The Chodesh Ani is being practically being down a case when the person is a doctor or a nurse. Some of the reasons they come home is always down upon them, myself, others, what to be told upon. The example more that's swarming down is basically food. Whether swarming down is whether you have petal or watermelon or lollipops or ketchup, they're all nichol to get a pliyas. However, you have to be very clear. When you guys get, say, a kesem or a bedik cloth, if you have what it looks like, let's say, ketchup, do you have to ask the lady if she had ketchup that day to show the kids ketchup? So the loch is by a sofik of a shukshat avachim. You went through a shukshat avachim, you have a tliya. The sub she went through will get talacha. We're not going to make it tliya. So in essence, every time you think it's something else, you have to ask her, did you give petal to the kids? Did you wear blush today? Do you have any colors around that can be told upon? If not, it's a suffix. It's a suffix of a tliya, which the lumayis can be machmer. That means all these cases over here that we're giving examples of things leaking or chickens or gedayma, has to be, you have to ask the isha, do you have what to be told upon? That means again, the chokhmah is on the board. If you're eating a boser or dog and making it, that means anyone in the house that can take fresh meat or fresh fish has all this red juice over there. To be told upon that, you have to ask her, were you eating and making fish and meat over here?
Can't assume that
now,
the house is normal, so we run
without chicken. No, it's not a constant thing all the time. Now, again, the Pesach Teshuvah ends off calling the Seder Torah, and best of the lush of the Torah is a kol lefi inyan. I mean, every Mayra has to judge the situation carefully, and even negate to the rices of a grandad over, it can be that way. That means I've gotten a couple times over the years that the Isha gave me a big cloth, and I'm looking at it, like, it looks like she ate tacos. Some little beets, a bit over there.
Doritos.
Look at she ate Doritos. Little bits over there that look like little spice from Doritos. That she either didn't wash her hands that well, or she didn't wash her hands at all. She did a bidiko. And I speak to the Isha, and I ask her, do you have Doritos? She says, yeah, clear. It does not look like it's from a body. I'm 95% sure. Do I know 100%? I don't know 100%. Now, some people know 100%. They know 100%, fine. If you don't know 100%, you're not sure, I ask. And what is the glamour of it? It came from Doritos. That's mamish, a case you ask, you find out. You have a clear. Even if it's the glamour of a case of Doraiso, a chash Doraiso. They say, example, the Pesach Migdal or Chashuch in the case of hemorrhoids. Also, the Noshim have it, it's a common thing. If you have to ask, if you have this issue of hemorrhoids, a body, you're tied up on it. Now, this aloch of clear is whether you may vest. It's during the Zayin Nekim first 3 days, we're allowed to get the Simon Kuf Sadik Vav, Sif Yod, Simon Ravuch among the Achoinim. But the last 4 days, the Zayin Nekim of Vlad will tell upon all these Tliyas over here. Sif Yutas is being toiled upon a husband or upon a son. Now, they point out, it does not say daughter. It says your husband and your son. Is there any difference? I mean, the Shachavay says, Mistama, the death to touch your husband and your son. First, I couldn't say touch your husband means dafka when you're tar, not when you tell me. Avada is not clear when you tell me. Just speak it out, the Bada Shukhan speaks it out because a couple of people ask me this question. Avada means dafka when you tar. It says sons, what about daughters? So some people are trying to be a little bit vicious to me. It says, Oiloi, Mishabonim Nekevis, and therefore they don't like the daughters over here. So first of all, what's Oiloi, Mishabonim Nekevis, the way the Maral's brothers, Eber Chaim, writes, means when boys are acting like girls. The words of the Gemara is, Oiloi, Mishabonim Nekevis. When the boys are acting like girls, they talk like girls, they have other issues, today everyone understands what those words mean. Fine, anyone who starts acting like girls, Oiloi, that's Ataka Oiloi. Otherwise, we love our children, whether boys or girls. Hashem Berechus Vamakol, you can't have even a girl over here. There's no problem in the Vader. The swarm very clear means say your son, say your daughter. Could be fakir, the chiddush is even a boy, you know, you have that relationship with. Now, the archashuch and the swarm bring down that avada means only young kids, not older children. Now, what does it mean older children? Pashas could mean, based upon what society you live in, or what type of household you have. Depends what age, 3, 10. You have to, I think it just means, I call it for any of the words about archashuch, you have to judge every situation exactly what that means. Now, the words of the Shulchan Aruch, when it says it over, it says, even when they're Isik in Dam, and they did not find Dam upon them, then we cannot be Torah, unless it's something that shoots out. Now, what that means exactly, where the Shach being down for the Bach, that means we're not Torah upon a Tliya, we don't find upon the person. That means, let's say the kid or the husband was Isik in something. We did not know it's upon the husband. We only find upon the Isha. The law is we're a machzik tumim or tara b'maklum makum, a klima b'maklum makum, and therefore the law is we not take on salakul or salakhumah if it's not put upon the person. But let's say it wasn't the person. He knows for sure his hands are dirty. But right now it's not upon him. Then the shach freaks out from the bath. Avada, we do make it clear. Right now it's not there. We're toila on a clear was there in my fray. We don't need to know it's there right now. We need to know that it was there. That means let's say he was oisking something we know for sure was there. He's oisking in the paint, and his hands certainly were at paint upon it. Again, right now it's not there. Avada, we do make it clear upon the husband, upon the child over here. If she says, Barili, I did not touch my husband or kid, there's a shadow among the swamp, is my nenu. Do we say that's Ramla upon her or not? Mishnah Taira Lemaisa, he wants to be Machmer, Mekel, and say he can still make it clear. They point out that the Mephoshim, even the Sugya, that says no. She says, Barili, Maisa, then it would be Machmer. What time with the Shulchan, Chodeshani, that he said, Barley had not touched my husband and the child, Maisa, we have no Tli over here. Now, we say the Tli upon the husband and the child, they point out, you read the Mishnah slowly, there are really two different cases over here. The Mishnah says, you toil upon the husband and the child, Aleph, and then the Isha, a Yishba Maka, she can be toil upon it even though there's a scab on top of it. The question is, if a husband has a Maka that has a scab on top of it, are we going to be toil or not? Because maybe by a husband, it's not upon her herself. Who says we can say maybe this cab came off and it went to her? So the Pesach Tshuva brings down this question from the Siddur Torah, the Chassam Sofer, that he brings down the Machlokes. But at the end of the day, he brings down the Chassam Sofer, says, first of all, clear among the Rishonim, the Rashba, Ram Rutenberg, the Smag, the Sefer Tshuva, to be Mekel. Just like by her, we make it clear that maybe this cab came off and went upon her, on her leg. Same thing, this cab came off for her husband or child and went on top of her leg. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, not that these Rishonim, even the Rambam, or the Raivit, the Ramban, does not seem to go this way. Maybe they agree, they took the Lashon of the Mishnah, and they agree the Lach Lamaisi would tell her upon a Makah that has a scab, side by the herself, side by the husband and kid. Agam, they do bring down Mishlam Kluga disagrees. And the most poskim go like this Chassam Sofer, Borjam of the Graz, and others. Now, they do discuss this Halacha when you tell upon the Isha, which honor Chalukah. What about the son of Bissara? It's on her calf over here, on the leg. What's our luck in this case? So again, Pesach Tshuva, Sekol Lambeis, examine this question. This is a Chavdas, it's for to be Machmei, says, the person went through a Shukshat above him, what's our luck? We pass like the Rajbo, with only a Besaro, we Machmer, what you should have found upon the Chalukah. See, also, maybe the same thing, we'll pass like the Rajbo, not like the Ravid, and say, when you find it only upon her Besaro, not Chalukah, we don't have any Tliya upon her Besara, and the Maisa will be Machmer. That just seems to go to Chavadas. Agami ends of Sarachin. The Maisa again, they point out in the first Shem'iri in the Sigur, he says, over here it's not like a case of Shukshel Tabachim. Over here, where does a child touch? He touches any place, even Makam Mokhusar. And therefore, the ikhtha paskim wa taino, unless the case is shooting out over here, but the regular case was not shooting out, would toil upon her basara, brought down again by the paskachuva, chachmas adam, siyatairo, and the other paskim. They come along and say this way. Now, just if you would ask me what the alocha should be, I really would say she finds on the calf, it depends what age the child is, or what type of relationship the husband has with the wife. That means a 3-year-old, you see all the time, touches the mother's calf. A 11-year-old, 12-year-old, it's not Mustavra that he's touching over there. I'd be a little bit more practical and see, judging where exactly she found the dam and how old the child is, and what the situation, what the relationship they have with the child or with the husband is. But this woman did not seem to give this gedda. You should know exactly why that's so. Sivchof is a sugya when you find dam it's by her, by Tashmish, but he has the derech to have dam coming out piyomo. So come along the Mefoshu Rashba that says it's reglaim l'dover for once or twice a month for dam to come out, we can't be mekel. Now the poskim, they divide up the really two situations you can have over here. You have a case of reglaim as b'shash tashmish, live chashash deraisa. We know already by b'dikah chashash deraisa. No meraglaim chashash deraisa, tashmish chashash deraisa. If you want that from Zainan base. There are another case which reglaim by case of kesamim, which didn't drop on them. The Pesach can discuss how much has been nichel get of a reglaim l'dover to be told number one for deraisas, number two for derabonans. So for deraisas, again, that sounds like the Machabes case over here. The Mavuch among the Chayim is that 3 times or 2 times to make a chazaka. It sounds like the Machlokes of all chazakas, every other Machlokes Rabbi versus Shimon Gamliel, is chazaka 2 or 3 times. The way the Babushe Tairo, Tash saw, they want to need to have happen 3 times a month. Mash Enkin, the Liashiv Tash Sabayas, others being done, has to be 2 times a month. They get to the Rices, if you want to tell them Shash Tashmish. They get to Ksamim, they take a step lower, Machlokes is 2 times a month. But the Shulchan says the Maisa 2. Mash Enkin, Babushe Tairo switches over here, and so this case over here is 1. Also, Tash saw brings it down this way. Liashiv went this way. Sifka Chavez is a case when you have a Safak Tliyah. Again, we have a Gemara in Dr. Chesabez. The Gemara says to go through Shuk Shat Avachim. The Locha is your Tayla. However, you go through, you're not sure if you want to do a Shuk Shat Avachim. The Locha is, it can be Machma, it cannot be Tayla. The Svarah the Olam says over, you really have a Svek Svek Lachimro. Number one, who said you went through a Shuk Shat Avachim? And number two, even if you did, who said the Dam came from the animals? Maybe the Dam came from her Oysa Makam. Since we're not sure where it came from, and if she went through, we have a strict strike to be machmer, and therefore the loch is we pass the luchumo when you're subject to Leo. So again, it comes out in the gate to any situation where you want to tell upon the kesem, you have to ask the isha, was she isik in these things that day? We send this to go over here. Upon this, they ask how far to take this getter. We'll get to maybe on later in the sugya, different times, you see, it's been mavucha had applied this halacha practically. One case they say, let's say isha has a kesem in the morning. At night, she has a makkah. She has a makkah, sure, right now. But the morning when she had the kesem, she did not have, she's not sure she had the makkah. So they speak out very simple. Let's say the makkah right now is something that is not possible to happen in the past hour. Because she's sitting there doing nothing. Or the way how it looks, it happened mamish before the kesem. Avadi make it clear. But the situation, you do not know when the makkah happened after the kesem, before the kesem. That's mamish a case of sofik of a shuk shat abochim. That's mamish the same kimto. That means you have a makkah that came out later on, or could be later on, you're not sure. Come along with Beit Shlomo, Shlom Kugar, brought down by the Dakar Shuva, said that's mamash Savik of a case of Shuk Shatavakim, and Beit of the Pesach come along and say to be makkah in that situation. What? Reglaim Dover that what? She doesn't know. She has a makkah later on. She went through Shuk Shatavakim later. That's a Savik, right? If she went through earlier, that's the same situation.
That's not the case, though.
The case, I'm not sure if it went through Shuk Shatavakim. Right. I'm not sure if I have a makkah. Later on, does not make a difference. The kiyuza, the makkah happened.
I have a makkah.
Some of it had a tliya, and even had a tliya. Who said it happened that way? Lots of sex fake are the same thing. And now those who want to the fact fake, which are we tying the tie soul to Michael, which are that way. But my speaker, the person by the shulchan chudshani, which was the meister machmer, nichol get up sex fake, something to be machmer. If that's so, just to ask a question with Sati and Michael, is that anytime she's a machmer with a scab on top of it, the question is maybe the scab came off. That should be mamashi case of sofik if you have a clear. Sofik, you went through a shuk shat abachim. If you did, maybe it came from. Also, maybe I have nothing to tell upon this scab, and even the scab came off, maybe it came from Oysa Malkum. In fact, the Achronim, the we see seventh clear we are Taylor, that's Mamash the Mishnah. Some of our advice at seventh clear we're not Taylor over here. So you're going to have to answer, at least in this situation, says the Chodeshan, Yish L'Chalek. Here the Kli is in front of us. The Dam is here that's being blocked. It's like, I know with the Shuk Shatabachim, who says it was blocked or not. It's Lefneinu Mamish. It's right here, right now. This we're not sure if it came out. So if it's here right now, we can make it clear. A Gam we need. Losh is like a big bayah. That's true. But it's better because he says, it's like you're saying, it's local for the scab to come off, darkly to come off the scab. And therefore, we have a more of a mistavra that we have a makala for Nenu and it can't come off. The maisel will be makal over here. Again, we'll get to the other case later on. The simon, not that simple in this call. Simchof Gimel is the sugya discussing when you have dam. Can we tell on colors that are similar to this blood over here, whether it's black or red, or all the colors that get to red? What comes out is very simple. When Isaac and red, we can tell all shades that are similar to red. But the Isaac and red, it cannot be told upon black. But the Isaac and black cannot be told upon red. The question, first of all, the Oilam was asking, that if you Isaac and red, not told upon black. How many Maris are there in the Torah? We know already. There are four Maris that are red. And the black is really Dam Shaloko. The red that turned black. So if she's Isaac and red, and she finds black, why not be told upon this red over here? An obvious question. Isaac and red turn black. Why not be told upon it? So again, the Chodim asked this question. The first Malach of Ozan was a Taino. He says, Gemara's Bucha that way, that the only time a red taint turns to black is inside her body. Now look up the Gemara, it's one terrace of the Gemara, it seems to be Machlokes over there, not that simple. A Chiddush, he wants a Taino that it turns only black inside the body. One Malach. Second thing, Pesach Zutta wants a Taino, the idea of red turning to black only to say Lechumu and not Lekulo. Ends of Tzarachian, which you think about is a little bit strange over here, we're saying some Lekulo, not Lechumro. And here he said, no, only Lechumu, not Lekulo. But the Ikimalach, the Masham says, and again the Vozna Chodshani being down, is that she's Oisik in red, and she has red, and she finds black. He says, Mistavro, if it changes, both change to black, or both stays as red. Not Mistavro, the same thing, part of it changes to black, and part stays to red. Either everything changes, or nothing changes. But say, part of it changed, part of it not changed, that's either all or nothing. None in between. That's what, and therefore, the one time for that reason, she's Oisik in red, you find black, that means it came on at that moment. It's not Mistavra that way. It's either everything is black or nothing is black.
She only finds it late. How do you know what happened?
It, what's on her right now? What's Oisik on?
She doesn't know
what she is. Oisik this morning, and then later she finds black on the
day. Not sure. They do say in the Maaseh, when you have red over here, and we're told upon all reds, let's say you know for sure that this red is not that red. I mean, let's say in petal. You know, certain cases, and you see this, and like, no way, this petal, about you have no clear. Even though it says the reds, all types of reds, but it speaks out the Sirtaira Chokmazonim from the Bach ready, it has to be something that you are Mesubik about. If you're not Mesubik about that's not Nichol, it's said to the Shulchan Aruch over here. But these are the klum to get to a toilet upon when you're icing things. Again, you just have to go through the cases. Again, it also be very practical again when she wears undergarments. You mentioned already last time, if this is tli or not. And I know there are a bunch of cases over here, but practically that's halacha. But so next time we'll go chavdal onwards, they get to my chosis and to noshim and more in the lamdas.